Just Take Me, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. It's All About Giving and Taking by Ingrid Trondheim. They didn't leave the bedroom the next day, nor the day after that, nor the next. They weren't interrupted by anyone, with the exception of those delivering meals or picking up the empty trays. Pierce didn't care about what the maids would think, nor about the work that lay ahead when they got home. He and Eden were a perfect match, two sensual creatures who enjoyed each other, fully, wholly. They didn't wear any clothes. They didn't need them. They never got bored. They read out loud to each other or spent hours just talking about anything and nothing. And they made love. Eden let out a sleepy sigh. He smiled. She could always sleep for hours after he got up, but not that morning. He wanted to wake her up, and this time it would be her to receive. He slid down towards the foot of the bed and carefully spread her thighs. Her skin was smooth as silk. He blew on her inner thighs, first once, then once more. She tried to push him away. Then Pierce pressed his lips against the soft spot between her thighs. Eden stirred in her sleep, and he teased her some more, tasted her, refused to leave her alone. She opened her eyes and let out a shriek of surprise that turned into a low moan of pleasure as his movements became more determined. As he had expected, she tried to pull away to touch and caress him instead, but he stayed out of reach. This was all about her. He wanted to feel her come. He wanted to give without getting anything in return. Pierce, let me touch you. Let me love you. He ignored her, lifted her up to get better access with his mouth, as Eden's breath quickened. She was whimpering. He could feel a tension vibrate through her body. Pierce, my love, I don't know what I'm going to do. Please, please. Her thighs pressed against his head. Her pussy was quivering between his lips, and she screamed out her orgasm, bending towards him. He moved upwards and kissed her on the lips. She snuggled up close to him, her body completely satisfied. "Now I'm going to please you," she whispered. "I must satisfy you." "You are satisfying me. We're satisfying each other. Do you understand, Eden? You are my wife, not my concubine." He made her sit up and look towards the tall mirror that stood at the front of the bed. Sitting behind her, he put his hands on her shoulders and whispered, "Look at us, you see, man and wife." She nodded, her eyes veiled with passion. He placed his arm around her and stroked her breasts with one hand. Then he slid a hand down to the triangle between her thighs and caressed her there. She winced a bit, still sensitive. "We are one, Eden. Neither of us is a slave to the other's wishes." He rolled one of her nipples between his fingers and felt it hardening.